السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. فقال الله تبارك وتعالى: ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters, today I picked up a small surah that consists of 9 small ayats, verses to discuss, to talk about it and shed some light on the meaning of it, that what message it gives to us. That is known as Suratul Humaza, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the people who are not careful about using their tongues, especially when they harm their Muslim brothers or sisters with their tongue through backbiting, slandering. And also that surah draw our attention towards the point that some people, they consider that their wealth will give them eternity or everlasting life. The way they are accumulating wealth looks like they think that they have to live in this world forever. And also ayats of this surah mention the severity, the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these people. That surah starts with reminding and saying that woe, destruction, disaster, wail, likulli humazatil lumaza, to every slanderer and backbiter. This word used here is wail. The translators sometimes in English they translate in different words. But if we go to the original sources of it to understand the meaning of wail, we will find that it is the deepest part of the hellfire, as Jannah has different categories or different levels. A'laha al-Firdaus, the highest one is Firdaus. The same way Jahannam has different levels, and the Asfaluha, the lowest one or the most miserable one, is called Wail. And this word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in different places in Quran, like wailul lil mutaffifin, about the people who cheat in their dealings, transactions, and in scaling the things. And at one place said wailul lil mukazzibin, wailu yawma idhil lil mukazzibin. This word is used at that part of hellfire is for the people who are denying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not accepting it. And whenever this word is used as the word of Jahannam and some other words, our mind directly goes that, oh, it talks about Jahannam, a fire of hell, then it's not talking about me, it's about kuffar. It's about munafiqeen, it's about Jews, maybe it's about Christians, it's about Hindus. Anyone else maybe, but not me. Not said about me. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleared it by saying that لِكُلِّ everyone in himself or herself, the coming attributes are found, the destruction or disaster or the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for those people. Right? لِكُلِّ this, no istithna, no exception in it. Wailul. That the fire of hell, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach to everyone, لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ, every slanderer and every backbiter. And that mentions the importance of our of guarding our tongue. And these two words are used, they are very very severe and they have a very comprehensive meaning, and these words, they are very close in their meaning too. That's why the scholars has used these words, one word at the place of another. Some give the meaning of humaza to what the other give the meaning of lumaza. One of them, most of the people are inclined, or scholars are inclined towards humaza, is from Hammaz, and that is a slanderer. And lumaza is the one who backbites. And at some places people translated it different way too. But everyone said that in these two things, two attributes, two qualities are found. Slandering and backbiting. This word, humaza and hammaz, has been used as elsewhere about Walid ibn Mughira, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hammaz ibn mashai bin amin, manna'il lil khair, mu'tadin athib. What was the character of Walid ibn Mughira about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his destruction and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was angry at him, saying that hammaz ibn mashai bin amin, was hammaz. What he used to do? Take and go into the people with the tales, the stories, made up stories to criticize someone, to slander someone, to make the reputation of someone bad, look bad in the eyes of people. And that he used to do about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to make, accuse him of different accusations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that word in Surah Al-Ma'arij about that person. But this word is used in the other meaning too of backbiting. And this surah, especially the Surah Al-Humazah, has been revealed in the matter of a person whose name was Akhnas ibn Khais. And that person also, his character was that to take the story, to tell something to other people without verifying the authenticity of it. And sometimes to slander, to make up the story. Sometimes those stories maybe were right, sometimes they were wrong. If they were right, they were backbiting. And if they were wrong, then it was also not only backbiting, it was slander too. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to mu'mineen and said that you don't follow that uswa. Guard your tongue. That is the best policy. That talk as little as possible. Because if you talk, and if it is not going to harm someone maybe, but if it is not bringing any benefit to you, still it will be considered layani, a vain talk, a useless talk, and that will become a source of azab for you, and source of account, what you will be accounted for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this reminder, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in several of his ahadith, reminded us that don't do ghibah of the people, don't backbite the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ in Surah Al-Hujurat, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ. Don't backbite each other. Would you like to eat the flesh and meat of a dead brother? So as you hate that, that is disgusting. That same way to backbite a brother is disgusting. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example here. Because as a dead person, you know, you can deal him as you want. He is defenseless. He can defend himself. Like al-mayyitu fi yadil ghassal, a person who is washing a dead body. He knows that whatever he wants to do with that body, make him sit, lie down, put on the right side, the left side, it has no defense, nothing to say. The same way, your brother who is not present in front of you, and you are talking about him, he cannot or she cannot defend, they cannot defend themselves. And that is aras of a Muslim, honor and dignity of a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to protect. And if you don't protect them, so if you are doing, still doing the ghibah, right? Consider this, putting this ayah in front of you, that this is like, you are not only doing ghibah, so putting yourself in trouble, but the person, for some reason he is tolerating that, he is listening to the ghibah, he will also be in trouble. If he doesn't deny, if he wouldn't defend, if he wouldn't say that I don't think so, or don't say this in front of me. Right? This is very, very important matter. We should talk to each other, we should remind each other. What happens, you know, so many times, funeral bodies come here. Have you ever seen a person trying to eat a dead body, go close to it? The whole community will go after him, and how come you are doing this disgusting thing? How can you do that? But if somebody is doing the ghibah of other brother, backbiting, saying something wrong about him, nobody is there to defend him, because they don't think that it is as disgusting as that thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, this is like the same. If you want to talk something, talk to him directly. Not in the public. Take him in a corner and tell him what is wrong with his attitude or what he has done. Right? That is the way Muslims should talk. That's why in a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Muslim is like a mirror for another Muslim. He should see. You should not hesitate to tell him if you find anything wrong in him. But for that, there should be hikmah in it, and there should not be any wrong intention to slander that brother or to make his reputation damaged in front of the people. That is not acceptable. But with hikmah and with softness, if you tell your brother in secrecy that what wrong you find in him, that is the character of a Muslim. Like if you go in front of a mirror, whatever wrong in you, that mirror will tell you. But as soon as you move away from that mirror and somebody else come in front of it, it will not talk to him about what he found in you. It will talk about that brother. So if you want to talk to me about my shortcomings, my faults, what you find in me wrong. But if somebody comes in front of you, then talk to him about that person, not about what you have seen in me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here emphasized in this. And you know, people all the time try to find out some excuses to do the riba and backbite. And some people said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how about the thing we are talking about that brother, if there is found in that brother or in that sister, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is the riba, there is the backbiting. If what you are talking about is not found, is unfounded, then it is slandering. It is worse than that. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about them and said that Alladhi jama'an, these kind of people, who are they? That they have enough to eat with the fazl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have to worry, right? Alladhi jama'a ma'alan wa addada, who has gathered wealth and counted it. The people where they don't have enough to eat and they are hungry and starving and they have worries about that. They don't have time to think about how to degrade another brother, how to humiliate other sister. All their worries is about that, how to get enough to feed their children. The people who are shivering in cold and they don't have enough to cover their bodies, they don't have time to humiliate or think about their proud, right? Most of the time a person slanders, do riba, carry the stories. Why? Because he wants to be higher among the people or in the community and see the other person lower than him. And when he is desperate for that, he wouldn't find anything for that, then he tried to humiliate brother, he tried to bring him down, he tried to put accusation on him or do something against him so he can see him lower than himself. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that this also comes in their character. Alladhi jama, they gather the wealth, and all the time they have time to count the wealth. Right? They have what's called it, through internet they can access to their account anytime they want. And what they do in the morning, they get up and they check their account, and the evening before they go to bed, they check their account that how much money is increasing day and night. So they are very quiet, they have no worries to worry about. So what they are worrying all about, that how can they humiliate their brothers or their sisters. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالَهُ وَعَدَّدَ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ, thinks that his wealth will make him live forever. الَّذِي يَحْسَبُ, he thinks أَنَّ مَالَهُ, his wealth will make him live forever. And though nobody has to live in this dunya forever, because having some wealth, he forgot his akhirah, he forgot that one day he has to be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgot that his brother, he is backbiting about whom or slandering, he will come in front of him on the day of judgment and ask him for hasanat. And if he wouldn't have much enough hasanat, then that brother, that backbited one, will put his sins on this one, the backbiter. What will happen that time? Why is he then backbiting or slandering or trying to humiliate the brothers? Why? Because he forgot his debt. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ وَأَخْلَدَ, his, the way of life he is having is the same way as the tyrants of the world live. But no one got the eternal life. No one lived for eternity. Their Fir'aun lived on this earth. And Qarun and Haman and Shaddad and all those people had a lot of wealth in every time and every age. But everyone who comes in this world, he has to go. How he lives, how she lives, it doesn't matter. But we have to live this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. For no person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed eternity. No person has to live forever. Whether they were prophets, or whether they were like normal people, or whether they were kings, everyone has to leave this world and go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what are they going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they will be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? Today they have little good life and better life, so they forgot about their akhirah, about their death. Don't they know that this dunya is darul ghurur? This dunya is deceiving, and everyone leaves this dunya. People who lived on the face of the world a century ago, they are not with us. They are not with us except few. And after few years, none of us will be on the face of the earth. You know? And the people who really enjoyed the life, who had all kinds of luxuries, they also had to leave the dunya, or they had to leave the luxuries. Right? No, for nobody this dunya is loyal. This worldly life is loyal to nobody. Luxuries of nobody is loyal to. Maybe that will happen in this living days. So today you see the story of Iraq and what is happening, and how many people, maybe they were the wealthiest people and they had the most luxurious life, and they became bankrupt. They had nothing. How many people are there that they had all kind of palaces and Riyaj, Mansur and things like that? Ask them that, where is your wealth? Where are those palaces and where are the things you enjoyed in your life? Right? This dunya wasn't loyal to anyone. It won't be loyal to us too. Everyone has to leave sooner or later. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds, saying that يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. No, even in this, about this worldly life, these luxuries and comforts are not going to be forever with you. If it wouldn't be taken away, then it will be taken away with the death. Even if not be with the death, even before death, if you live 60, 70, 100 more years, what will you do? with all those things you are enjoying now. You will have maybe cars, but you can't drive. You will have all those things. You want to enjoy hunting, but you won't be able to do that. You would like to enjoy so many things of your life, but you can't do that. You will get to an age to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called arzalil umr, the lowest of the age a person returns to. So when we have to give away everything, nothing is in this world is ours, why should we be proud? Why should we think like the tyrants think? Why should we not guard our tongue and realize that this dunya is not given to us that we can harm anyone or slander anyone or backbite anyone? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is not the matter of only dunya. Kalla, what they are thinking is wrong. Never, it will never happen. They think because of their wealth that they will last longer. لَيُمْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَ. They will be thrown in the fire of hell. لَيُمْبَذَنَّ. This word as yurma is used to throw. But in yurma sometimes there may be some respect too. But in nabana, right, it is used this word for thing that has no value. When you throw, like أَكَلْتُ التَّمَرَ وَنَبَذْتُ النَّوَاتَ, that I ate the date and threw the dead stone. That means that because we had, why did you throw it? Because we had no value in your sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the same word with all the taqeed and emphasized la and nune taqeed, la yum badanna. These kind of people for sure will be thrown. Where? Fil hutama. In the fire of hell. And this word is used, hutama, that's the crushing fire. Right? Crushing means the person who will be thrown in that fire will crush that person. Or it is said that, you know, that there is the crushing fire that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about that fire elsewhere, like in Surah Al-Mursalat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَلِقُوا إِلَىٰ ذِلِّنْ ذِسَرَاتِ شُوَبْ لَا ذَلِيلٍ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ. Right, that the fire, when it is too hot, too blazing, and the sparks go up, and when they come down, they break. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that situation. What will happen in the fire of hell? That those sparks of the fire of hell will be as big and as huge as fortress palaces. And when those sparks will come down, breaking, still they will be as big as the camels. فَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. What will make you understand, what will make you know that what is hutama, what hutama is? While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about here, how can you understand? The words of human vocabulary is too little, too narrow to mention the severity of hutama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in brief says narullah, it is narullah, right? And this word, if a person understands, it will be enough to mention that what is used here, that nowhere else in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word narullah, the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Well, as we say in this dunya that there are different kind of fire that is burned with gas or gasoline or wood or stone, paper, different thing burns, and the severity and hotness of different fire are different. To emphasize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Wail, what we are going to see is the nar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the qualities of that nar, that fire, is that allati tattali'u 'ala al-af'ida. That nar, that fire will leap over to the hearts, that will even burn the hearts. You know, in dunya you see fire, but that fire never burns the heart of a man. Why? Because before the heart burns, a person dies. He never or she never tastes the burning of heart, how it looks, how it tastes, how a person suffers when the heart burns. Because by the time the fire burns the whole body and it will go to the heart, the person will be finished and no more. But on the day of judgment, there will be no death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will slaughter the death itself and say that after today there will be no death. So what will happen? Even that fire will burn the hearts of the people. Narullahil muqada allati tattali'u 'ala al-af'ida innaha 'alayhim musada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that severe fire, and that will be closed on them. They will be in that fire, in that ditch of hell, and when they want to come out, they won't be able. And how that would be? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fi amadin mumaddada," in pillars stretched forth. Right? Allat innaha alayhim musada. That will be shut tight on them. Like if we have seen sometimes pressure cooker, how that is closed and locked. That how much pressure is found in that it wouldn't come out. The same way, no one should think that, okay, one day we will escape like the people. Escape from prisons. Maybe we can come out from the three prisons of fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, there is no way. Because not only that they will be tied to big columns of fire, pillars of fire. Or the meaning of that is, as some Mufassirin mentioned, that those pillars and columns will be put on the lid of the Jahannam, then they will be closed in, and after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the big columns and pillars of fire on the lid of Jahannam, so nobody could think about coming out. No, this life is a very little and a very brief, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds that there are some very important things. One of them is to honor the dignity of your brothers and sisters, you know, and not to harm them, not to humiliate them. As in a hadith mentioned by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, O people, indeed you will die and you will go to Allah. You will die and you will go to Allah. May Allah have mercy on an abd who talked and earned goodness, or kept quiet and stayed safe. Right? So either talk to get some good, or stay quiet, and there is safety for you. And Allah, and then said Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that surely all the human talk is against him. Every talk what we talk will be against us, except the remembrance of Allah, or calling the people towards good, or forbidding evil, or making peace between the believers. When we do these things, that will be for us. Otherwise, everything will go against us, as in a ayah with which I started. Today's talk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is no good in much of their talk or secret thoughts, save in whom who enjoys sadaqah. So there are three things. Illa man amara bi sadaqatin aw ma'rufin aw islahin bainan nas. If you want to really talk about something good, talk about the zikr of Allah, talk about the remembrance of Allah, talk about amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Talk about ma'ruf and kindness. Or you talk and open your mouth to reconcile your brother. Today, it become very easy for us. We are ready to humiliate others. And we want to make rift among brothers. We want to divide our brothers. Not outside, even inside the mosques. We can see deep divisions. If we go in the hearts, we will see that how far, farther away we are getting from each other. You know, and Islam is setting the rules that what should be the attitude of Muslims. How should they respect? Not talking about the masajid. Yeah, inside the masajid, when we talk, when we get together, when we have meetings, there should be the respect and honor of the Muslim brothers. So the respect of the Muslim brothers should be more. But outside, in our houses, everywhere, Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu once asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that would we be punished because only using tongue inappropriately? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Muaz, what happened to you? May your mother lose you. That's the word they use. This is the way terminology they use to mention their anger at something or unhappiness at something. That don't you know that the most important thing, because of that, most people will be dragged into the fire of hell, will be their tongues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to use our tongues properly. Because without using our tongues properly, we cannot be considered a true Muslim. Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. From our tongue and from our hands, the other Muslims should be safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true Muslims. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.